Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Friday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, as well as our producer and engineer, Max Power. We're here till 6 o'clock. What's it like when you have two major stories breaking in the minutes leading up to a radio show? Well, we're finding out today.
I only know one, Antonio Brown. What's the other?
Antonio Brown released by the Patriots, and the report now from the Kansas City Star that the NCAA will level some severe allegations against the KU basketball program in the very near future.
Allegations or sanctions or punishments?
They're potential sanctions. I mean, KU will get its chance in court to answer these allegations. But serious stuff. And we're not that surprised. I mean, this Adidas thing with Silvio D'Souza has been going on for a while. I've always thought that something would come of this, but it sounds like something of significance is about to happen with the KU basketball program. The kind of allegations and sanctions that could cause them to miss postseason play and lose scholarships.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that could be the case. We haven't seen necessarily a whole lot come out of this whole scandal with Arizona and some of the assistant coaches. Some of those assistant coaches have taken the fall and done a little jail time, but as far as major program implications,
well, North Carolina State in July received a notice of allegations that included two level one violations. Other schools are in the crosshairs that the NCAA has talked about this summer. So we'll see. NC State, the NCAA also working on cases against Arizona, Auburn, Creighton, Louisville, LSU, and USC. KU receives a notice of allegations. We expect that to happen within the next few days if it hasn't happened already. The university has 90 days to respond to that. The NCAA has granted extensions to schools in the past, and I'm reading this from the Kansas City Star. So,
pretty big deal.
Big stuff. And I know it's got some reporters scrambling to get this news out. Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star, one of the guys on the byline that just broke this story 38 minutes ago.
That's pretty wild, yeah. I mean, I guess it doesn't come as too much of a surprise because KU was wrapped up in all of this paying players and shoe company stuff with Adidas. Now we'll see what comes of it, if anything.
There you go.
See, that's on-the-fly analysis right there.
What do you think I'm doing?
For a guy who just...
I'm over here scrambling like crazy.
Yeah, but you told me the news. I didn't even know.
I'm over here working it. You walked in today. I'm writing down stuff. I'm looking at computers.
I mean, you could have told me when I walked in 20 minutes ago.
I had so much going on. I figured you knew.
I didn't know.
You didn't get a thing on your phone? An alert?
I don't get alerts.
I get so
on
many.
My phone.
Well, you should as a radio host.
Should
something
I?
Something happens, you got to know.
I hate alerts. I hate notifications.
I get so many alerts.
Oh, they're the worst.
But I'm glad I got this one.
I wake up in the morning and I got 60 notifications from apps I don't even use. I don't like them.
Well,
turn them off.
I don't know about that. I needed the alert.
I get you.
Okay? Because that is a breaking news story that affects our listeners.
Right.
All of them, but especially the KU fans. I'd like to hear their reaction. Major NCAA violations will likely be alleged by the NCAA. What does it mean? Bill Self is a living legend at
KU. Well, he's a Hall of Famer right now.
He's a Hall of Famer. What does this mean to his legacy, if anything? I think it certainly detracts. I don't see how it could not. But what does this mean to Bill Self and his future with the Jayhawks? Listen, this is really close to home, folks.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of KU basketball fans listening to this show.
Meanwhile, right now, the Cubs put their first two runners on base in the bottom of the seventh, trailing the Cardinals 2-1.
You're four up. I know it's mad.
I don't want to listen, Jeff. I don't want to hear that from you.
I know it's
you
aggravating.
You have no place talking about anything.
I don't?
No. When I'm talking about my life, you let me talk about my life.
That's not your life. It's the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are a huge part of my life.
But they don't.
And I want to win this game as bad as I've ever wanted to win a game in my life.
I don't think that's true.
You understand that? Last night I wanted to win. I watched the Cubs rally for 3 in the 9th. And meanwhile on Twitter I got all these morons talking about the Jacksonville, Tennessee game. Are you kidding?
No one watched that.
There's a great baseball game on Fox that we almost blew.
How'd Braun Strowman do in the booth? I saw
he did fine. That's a minor part of it.
I know, but it's a major part for me.
If you were wrapped up in something like this, you couldn't even breathe.
Oh, you're right. I'm not. I'm not tied for the second wild card.
You've already given up on your team.
And hanging on by a very thin thread.
Exactly. You've said on this show that you're done with the Indians.
No, I didn't. I said they're done. I'll never be done with the Indians.
You said they're done.
Right, and I thought they were. But we'll see. They're now tied for second in the wild card with Tampa Bay behind Oakland.
Goodness, I got to come up for a breath. I mean, this has been a crazy 30 minutes here.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. I only saw the Antonio Brown news right before I left to come over.
Feel like I'm back in the newspaper business.
And thank God that they released him. I mean, thank God, because Bill Belichick was starting to look really bad, not addressing it. You have to address it. He should have said something anyway, but at least they got rid of him.
They got rid of him. It's fine. Don't take on your holier-than-thou
attitude. It's not holier-than-thou
attitude.
The guy's got sexual assault allegations.
They got rid of him.
And now harassment.
Right. He's gone.
As he should be.
Did you see that?
But it wouldn't kill Bill Belichick to say, yeah, this guy might be a piece of garbage. He might be scum, and we're dropping him this afternoon.
They said it. They dropped him.
He didn't say anything.
My actions speak louder than words, my friend. It's written in the doctrine of the world.
But when you have words...
The first person to come into this world told somebody, well, if they were the first, I don't know who they would have told, but they knew at that moment actions...
Why are you pointing at me?
Because I'm frustrated with you.
But words along with actions go a long
actions.
Way, too.
Actions, my friend.
Support of potential victims would go a long way, too. You know,
make sure you do the right thing. Make sure your actions speak. And the New England Patriots have done that. They didn't get used to having Antonio Brown around. It's not going to make a big difference with that team. So they'll move on.
But remember when I said this could all fall apart, and not just with
Antonio
Brown, but Josh Gordon and Gronk. I'm not saying the Patriots are going to crumble or anything like that. I'm just saying let's see what they look like in a month as opposed to now.
Well, let's wait and see what every team in the NFL.
Not necessarily.
Injuries can happen.
Yeah, but
there's all kinds.
There's
no team can feel.
There's no one on any roster in the league that's as volatile as Josh Gordon. Is that fair to say? And now he's kind of their de facto number two receiver.
Wait a minute. Something bad just happened. Wait a minute. Oh, a fly ball. I can't do this show when this kind of a game. People know that about
me. You tell me not to watch the games when
I'm supposed to be a professional
right
now. Lined out to center. I bet you Harrison Bader made a heck of a catch.
Or it was right at him. You just don't know.
I'll believe because they showed the line drive and this game cast on ESPN.
Yeah,
it looked like it was in the left center field gap.
Well, he probably had to move a little
Bader
bit.
Bader made an unbelievable play.
I bet he dove for it.
That's what I'm going to say. Oh, my goodness. What a start to the show. You've got the KU stuff. You've got Antonio Brown. You've got this Cardinals-Cubs game, which is probably the biggest baseball game ever played.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go into Wrigley, and you – oh, my. I can't even tell you – how much I want this game today. You win the first two games of this series. See, you can't relate.
What are you talking
about?
The
Indians have never done anything like this.
They've never been in the pennant race. They're literally in one now.
Who are they playing? Tigers? Please.
They swept the Tigers. They've got I think it's Philly now, and then the White Sox.
Philadelphia at Cleveland tonight. That one's on ESPN.
They've got five nationally televised games in a row, the Indians do.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, proud of the kids.
I'm proud of them, too, for whatever that's worth.
With the Fox B game.
If you have anything to say about KU, come on, KU fans. Don't sit there and hide out. Let's confront this. Let's deal with it.
There might not be that many.
I don't know how I'd feel if I was a KU fan.
Probably a little conflicted, as these things often make people feel, because it doesn't really matter to them, but it kind of does. KU's going to go on being KU. They're going to dominate the Big 12 this year.
Yeah, but
what if they get
sanctioned out of an NCAA tournament or two? What if they lose a couple scholarships? What if Bill Self's name is sullied in the industry?
I guess it could
then
happen.
Then what?
But it's nothing that is on the immediate horizon. You just said they have 90 days to respond. And I'm sure they'll take all of them, and then that'll drag out. And we're talking in the next basketball season.
Yeah, but they'll get tired of dealing with it everywhere they go. They've already, I'm sure, got a response. This has been ongoing for months and months. They got to know. They got to have their ducks lined up. They're not going to need.
I'm sure they do.
They're not going to need. This isn't something that KU heard today and went, "What? What? What?"
No, I get that, but 90 days to respond is 90 days. They can approach it however they want. They can go out and get ahead of it, which they haven't done already, or they can kind of wait and see.
Well, it's interesting.
Maybe it'll all blow over. You just never know.
It's interesting to say the least. Let's get to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline at 869-1240. Here's Chris.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
What's up, Chris?
By the way, bases now loaded for the Cubs, two outs. Chris, a lot of people are following along with me on the Cardinals-Cubs.
Oh, I'm sure there are. This is one of the few times I don't mind rooting for the Cardinals because I don't really like the Cubs much.
Go ahead and say I can't stand them.
Can't stand them.
Thank you. Go now. What's your call about?
A couple things. One, the obvious. I think the Cowboys could just sit Ezekiel and sit Dak this week, and they could still win by 28 against my woeful, horrible Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, but they're trying to be woeful and horrible.
Yeah, I know. But you're going to see the bags over the faces of the fans. It's really bad. I'm just going to have fun with it, though, I guess.
Poor Miami have the Dolphins and the Marlins. Just two historically awful teams in the same year.
It's too bad. Well, we lost Chris. I don't know what's going on.
Well, he said, I can't follow Jeff's pearls.
I don't know what's going on at the moment. We'll just deal with it like we always do. Professionals. Let's see what else. Okay, we're back to the phones and Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Jeff. How are we doing on this magnificent Friday?
Not great. Really well. Not great. Well, Chris Bryant lined out to left in the inning. What do you want, Andrew? I got other things on my mind today. Normally, I'm all with you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say today is a good day. Today's a great day. It's a football day. It's football Friday. It's going to be fun.
It's baseball day. I'm watching the biggest baseball game right now.
Andrew, I give it about five. By week six or seven of this season, you won't care about high school football anymore.
I love high school football, though. It's my passion. It's fun to watch, but, you know.
Wait a minute. Are you going to a game tonight?
Yeah, Mulvane Clearwater.
You're going over to Clearwater to see that one.
No. I'm going to Mulvane. It's Mulvane Collegiate tonight. It's going to be a tough one.
Oh, Mulvane Collegiate tonight.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to sit up in the stands? How do you react as a departed Mulvane High guy?
So as a graduate, most graduates stand on the chain link fence. I might go stand on the chain link fence for a little bit. I'll be moving around a lot because Mulvane games are still stressful. You know, I broadcasted some volleyball games for them this year. Those games were even a little bit stressful when I was broadcasting for them.
Well,
it's crazy.
Don't worry too much. Mulvane's going to get hammered tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Go Cubs!
Thanks, Andrew. Wow.
You kind of deserve that.
Listen, I had nothing against Mulvane. I like the town. I went down to a football game last year.
You did.
But they're not going to handle Collegiate tonight. Collegiate looks like they're pretty darn good.
Collegiate looks like a good club, coached by our good buddy Troy Black.
We got to get Troy Black on the show.
Oh yeah, we do. I can set that up.
What do you mean, our good buddy?
I worked with his wife at Wilbur.
Have we had Troy on the show
before?
I
don't think so.
Kind of rings a bell that you've said that before. I'm not so sure we haven't had Troy
Black.
Well,
this is his first year as the head coach.
Yeah, but it feels to me like
we haven't had Troy Black on the show. Okay. We will.
Here's the show today at 4:45, Joanna Chadwick, as we talk high school football. Maybe she'll mention the Collegiate Mulvan game, although I don't think so.
Maybe.
25, Phil Solemn from the Rembrandts. I guess it's the 25-year anniversary of the Friends theme song.
Well, that's impressive, and he's one of the people who helped.
Max, were they on the Today Show this morning? The Rembrandts were on the Today Show this morning. We'll have Phil Solemn on this show at 5:25. And at 5:40, Katie Dora from the Mark Arts, where she's the executive director, will be our guest for five questions. I had to put off Jordan Poland from the Kansas Sports
Hall. I apologize for that, but I was working several angles for five questions, and then one came to fruition right when I thought nothing was happening.
By the way, lining up guests now for the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony coming up October the 6th at the Kansas Star Casino. We're going to try to get as many of those folks on as possible. I just confirmed another thing I did before the show. Just confirmed the daughter of Warren Jabali. Tumani Jabali will be on this show on the 30th, Monday the 30th.
Well, that'll be excellent.
As I get to talk to Warren Armstrong, Jabali's daughter.
You've not spoken to her.
Never spoken to her. And you know how I feel about Warren.
Of course.
So I'm already looking forward to that.
That's 10 days out, so we're definitely going to follow through on that one.
We'll kick off these Kansas Sports Hall of Fame interviews Tuesday with Tammy Thomas Ammons, who's one of the, I believe, 13 inductees into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Guess what arrived in the – you weren't here.
I heard.
What?
Your Alexa, and I'm going to get one of those,
too. It arrived today.
Did you set it up?
I got it set up. It's amazing.
Did you set it up? How did you, like, set it up with all of your accounts and stuff?
What do you mean with all my accounts?
Well, it's got to connect to your –
I just went into my Amazon account and connected it.
There you go.
That's what I did.
Did you play any Jason Eadie like I do out here with our Alexa?
I didn't ask it to play any Jason Eadie, but I asked it to play the Hollies.
Really?
Yeah, and it just goes through every doggone Hollies song you can imagine.
Well, that's pretty
and
cool.
And I'm going to love this thing.
Well, I know.
I'm going to set it up in my office. I'm going to work down there, and I'm just going to name a random band and hear them.
Have you asked it to do anything else? Have you asked about the weather or traffic or any other thing?
I asked it to go to the grocery store, and it declined.
Well, that's fair.
Maybe next time.
I bet it could.
I don't know what it can do.
I bet it could fulfill an order for you.
I'm still experimenting with Alexa.
Well, don't take that out of context.
I only had 20 minutes with her.
Don't take that out of context.
What do you mean? It's a... What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying if Max were to make that a promo, I wouldn't want anyone to take that out of
context. I had 20 minutes with Alexa.
I'm not saying anything.
I mean, we both learned about each other.
Okay.
She probably now, learned some of my tendencies.
Now you're just doing it on purpose.
What do you mean, doing what?
Stop. Come on.
I'm trying to tell you about...
Getting intimate with Alexa?
No, there's no intimacy.
There wasn't?
The voice command, it's awesome. Plus, it's got the screen. I went to the big bucks and got the screen. So
what does the screen do?
Tells me what the weather is. It pops up videos that I might want to watch. If there's news, it shows that.
Well, that's brilliant. I'm going to have to. How much did that run you?
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, I bet.
$78.
Really?
Ordered through Amazon, and I'm thrilled with it.
I'm going to have to get an Alexa. Can't wait. I'll probably get mine for Christmas.
I hope my wife gets home tonight and sees it and says, play Johnny Cash. You have to say Alexa first.
Right.
If Debbie's listening. Alexa, play Johnny Cash music. She can listen to every song.
If you open the door, and we might get our Alexa down in the lobby to play.
I don't want it to play.
In the common area.
Most people have it. I'm like an ancient individual for not having it.
I should have it.
It's ridiculous.
But I don't.
And then there's the Echo, too, right?
Sure.
You know, you're the most technologically challenged person for 36 years old. You're supposed to know this
stuff.
But
I don't care to know. Why would I want to?
Don't you work at a job that requires some aptitude for technology?
A little, but not a ton.
But what if you really had it? You could impress those people like, let's do this. Here, I got an idea. Let's do this.
You know what? Having ideas is a great thing, and I'm glad that I have some occasionally.
When do you have an idea? I've never heard you express an
idea. I have ideas all the time.
Give me one. When we return from the break.
You know my idea.
Give me an idea. Oh, Jason Eady, I'm going to tell
you. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Give me an idea that pertains to the real world instead of some fantasy
land. I don't
need
to be in the real. I live in the real world.
Give me an idea that could help this radio show.
Are you kidding?
When we return, that's what you're going to do.
That's all I've ever done is give you ideas.
An idea that could help us be better. 869-1240. We'll take a break. Back in a minute with Jeff's groundbreaking idea on how to improve the drive. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.